So if you were to come up with a visual model for the whole integral system, I mean, the idea of just a four-quadrant flat cross, that doesn't really seem to do
it. I know.
And yet, you know, some kind of turning spiral, that introduces a certain amount of confusion, although it might explain some of the elements. So what's your sort of 3D,
I know,
gargantuan,
moving, Wagnerian,
what does it look like?
Oh, it's like, you know, like just a bowl of spaghetti, or it's like you ate a box of crayons and threw up on the table, or, I mean, I just don't, you know, it's like the thing about the quadrants and all that, it really is just abstract little markers, reminders, you know. Again, it's like anything. You're looking at the landscape from here to Boulder. Very, very rich and complex. And coming up with the maths, it always flattens it out and makes it a bit of a mess. We have a lot of people working on flash and computer presentations, and it gets much, much more interesting when you do that, because you really can get very three-dimensional, and there's spirals and spheres and waves and streams, and you can get some very, very compelling graphics going when you do something like that. As a matter of fact, we found that particularly in person, if we're working with small groups, we can get across quadrants, levels, lines, states, and types in about 90 minutes with simple exercises of people taking first, second, and third person positions, for example. For levels of development, we use movie clips, because everybody knows somebody from level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5. You can actually show movie clips of Attila the Hun or Gordon Gekko from Wall Street or any of the, and people get it immediately, and they never forget those kinds of stages of development. And then same with types and states. And in about 90 minutes, you can give people an embodied feel of these dimensions that are part of their own being. And if you try to do that through the written word, if you have to read my books, it's like months to figure out what this means. It's very, very hard to get it that way. It's very, very straightforward, using a lot more visually appealing approaches. And so we're just getting into that, but we hope to have a whole lot more of that done. And then you'll be able to see the sort of spaghetti in action.